The following podcast has been produced by WIRX Radio for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast do not constitute medical, legal, or professional advice and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this company, our promotional sponsors, or advertisers.
Rock 107 WIRX. Welcome, everybody, to the WIRX podcast. If this is your first podcast, we'll get ready to learn some stuff because we're going to educate you on the wonderful world of marijuana. It's a good rib, man. We like to have fun, and we also like to be educational here on the WIRX podcast. And this is number 5, believe it or not, guys. We got 5 of them in there. Let's introduce the panel that we have. We have Rick and Megan with us. Hello, guys. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
They are with us once again. We've had some wonderful conversations. We've covered everything from the new laws to sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Today we're going to keep that conversation going, and we're going to talk about the medical side and really kind of delve into that. And we have a new special guest with us. Sam, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. I cannot complain. All right. Well, Sam, let's get to know you a little bit more. Tell everyone who you are, well, other than Sam, and what you do and why you've decided to stop in today for us.
So I am the communications person for The Green Door.
Okay.
I run the Facebook page. I write press releases to send out to the media. And I just do general things for my father, who owns The Green Door.
Okay.
When he can't. So every once in a while, I'll go to city hall meetings and take notes for him and just whatever he really wants me to do.
The fun stuff.
Yes.
There you go.
Which we got to meet your dad last week, and it was awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah,
we had a great time. Very educational. Now, tell everyone what The Green Door is. If, like I said, that's their first one. We got to know a little bit more about the company, but what exactly is The Green Door?
So we are a medical marijuana provisioning center. So that means that we sell marijuana or marijuana-infused products. You know, when I run the Facebook page, I get a lot of people messaging us saying, do you guys have a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we don't have a doctor. We're just a provisioning center. And
gotcha.
I think a lot of people kind of confuse the two, especially since we used to have one next door.
Oh, and, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and then they moved somewhere else. So just want to make that clear for people.
Let's talk about now, when people think of marijuana use and medical marijuana, a lot of people think, you get weed and you smoke a joint, right? You got some aches and pains and you do that, but obviously.
There's a lot more to it.
There is a lot more to it. We've talked with Rick. Yeah, I mean, that is a part of it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But what kind of things, what kind of provisions do you guys provide for people in the medical field? Or that need, that are prescribed medical marijuana?
Just like different products?
Different products. I mean, what can they get going through the door?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we sell marijuana-infused edibles. We sell CBD products that can range from anything to lotions, to massage oils, to bath bombs, little capsules. So if for some reason you don't like the edibles, you can just take it in pill form. We also, obviously, marijuana flour.
Yep.
There's three different cases of flour.
Do love flowers.
So obviously a lot. I mean, basically,
yes. You got the cartridges too. I've seen those. Those are getting more popular now. Yeah. I've seen those more.
You would know that shit.
Yeah, I do.
How do you know? What ailments do you have, Hunter?
Right, I got the cartridge, Brock.
I got the cartridge.
You got that for that dumb brain of yours that's hurting, rattling around in there.
Something that I get asked a lot is, do we sell RSO? And yes, we do.
What now for layman's like me? What is RSO?
Rick Simpson oil. So it is to my knowledge, a very potent marijuana oil that is used to help with very serious conditions, such as cancer and epilepsy. So we have a lot of people who come into The Green Door who don't really either want to use the products or don't want to smoke, and they're just interested in the oil because they really need it for serious illnesses.
Oh, okay. So, and again, I guess we've talked more, Rick, about this is, you know, obviously there are so many different outlets now that people can, if they need to be treated, they can find what's right for them, whether it's an oil, whether it's the flower. Again, you could probably go on and on.
Question.
Yeah.
Got a question over here.
It's all right.
Got a question.
Hunter's got his hand up.
You said, what was it, RSO?
Yeah.
RSO, so that's not... You don't smoke that.
No.
That's an oil.
No.
Right.
What are dabs? And do you sell dabs? Can you buy dabs?
It's a concentrate of the flower.
Okay.
So you're essentially pulling the
the oils and the terpenes and the all the medicine at the top of the flower out and off of it. It's usually done with either butane propane mix or just butane or propane. They got CO2 extractions, live resin presses. That's another one that they do.
I got a question. So in the cartridges that you guys sell, sorry, I got a lot of questions.
You're so intuitive today. Yes.
Yeah. Is that dab in the cartridge?
Yes. Yeah. So what a lot of people do, you can take your wax product from its state, from the flower to the wax, and put that in a cartridge. It's usually a lot, it's more solidified, and it's harder, so you have to break it down. And we found the best way to do that is with a terpene profile of some sort. There's a lot of companies, again, industry-wise, a whole new company of creating these terpene profiles for the cannabis industry.
Huh.
So we reinfuse that, and it gives it its flavors.
Okay.
And it thins it down for it to fire in the cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can go a step farther with the wax, and you can go to a distillate where you take the wax and you very scientifically work it back almost, it's a distillate. It's distillating it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bringing it all the way out, all the fats and the lipids out of the wax product that you had, and now it's crystal clear. It looks like honey. And it's usually in the 90 percentile of THC.
Wow.
And then that also goes in cartridges. And again, those ones you tend to last you a little longer.
Mm-hmm. That rock is very high in percentile.
I've known numbers enough on a scale of 1 to 100. 90 seems pretty.
Yeah.
What was the stuff you brought in the one day? That was what, 50%?
Yeah.
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 So let's add another 40 onto that bad boy.
Right.
Want to go to the moon?
Twist your eyes around,
Nice. Yeah. See in the back of your head, man. Would dabs be used for medical as well?
Yeah.
Or is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So really anything could be.
Right.
I guess in the marijuana.
Yeah. Well, it's very fast. So with those high percentages versus smoking a joint that may be at 17% THC.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Go from
back
17 to 90.
Back in the day, that dirt weed, that brick weed we smoked was about, I think, 5 to 7%.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So we've gotten it up to into 30.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're growing them up into the 30 percentiles now. But we're also trying to, in the hemp industry, like BC Hempco, we're aiming to try and grow in that 30 percentile on the CBD side as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there are plants out there. We have some currently that were well into the 20s.
Yeah.
But, you know, that 30 is a real, real sweet spot.
Oh.
But anything past most of your cannabis plants now that we grow, and most of the growers now have aimed for hybrids and minimal CBD. There are some growers that are growing specific, like Charlotte's Web and things like that, but a lot of growers are aimed for that higher THC content, and it minimizes the CBD content in that plant.
Gotcha.
That's why the hemp industry is also vital, too, because we can have, you know, growers pushing hard on the CBG and the THC compounds in the marijuana industry, and then the hemp side really pushing for those CBD ones.
Mm-hmm. So. Huh. God, I'm learning so much every single time here. It's a world so much
really
bigger than that bag of weed my buddy Ryan's.
There's a lot of science in this.
It really is.
Yeah. I've been to conventions through the past couple years, and you wouldn't believe how many chemists are there trying to get into this industry because it's just so new and there's so much science involved that they know.
Kind of really learning new stuff every year.
Yeah.
And what we can do, what's capable, how we can treat different things. Now, do you use the products yourself? Have you, for medical reasons?
Yes. So I was actually diagnosed with epilepsy when I was 8 years old.
Okay.
I also have fibromyalgia, which is a chronic pain disorder. So I use it for that as well. And most recently, I was diagnosed with gastroparesis.
Oh, wow.
So I use the cream specifically for my stomach muscles and obviously for the aches and pains associated with fibromyalgia.
In your honest opinion, and obviously we've learned more of what you do and in your field and helping out and the patients you help treat and everything like that or provide for, in your personal experience, where has marijuana maybe succeeded or done better than maybe traditional medicine that we're a lot used to, you know, maybe the pills and you know, painkillers that way? Where did marijuana kind of take over as your primary choice of medication?
Right. So that really came along when I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Okay.
I didn't really want to be on any type of painkillers or anything like that. I was already on a slew of epilepsy medications, so, you know, putting me on something else was increasing the risk of even having more seizures. So I was trying to find something that would not interfere with that. And I knew that it helped with epilepsy, but I had never taken it for epilepsy, at least for a long time. I think I did a little bit.
Yeah.
But not consistently.
Yeah.
So when I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, that's around the time when I got my card. I think I was 20.
Wow. And it obviously it's worked. It's made a big difference in your life.
Yeah. You know, you guys were talking about dabs, and I know a lot of people with chronic pain illnesses who take dabs. Honestly, I can't do it. It's too strong.
I'm right there with you.
It's way too strong. I can't do it. But a lot of people treat their fibromyalgia that way with dabs because, like Rick said, it's quick. It's easy.
Yeah.
My husband suffers from back pain
because
he's a server lead at events like weddings and stuff. And so he's on his feet 18 hours a day running around. And so he'll just come home and...
There you go.
Yeah.
Quick. And that's, you know, for me, I'm fortunate that, you know, there's nothing chronic in my family or even that I have to deal with. But I can only imagine, and I'm happy to see a alternative to this, I mean, this industry, the RX industry, the medicine side, pills, has taken over so many people.
Epidemic.
I think that's absolutely right. That really is. That's not us using it because we're talking about marijuana.
Right.
It really is, and it's become such a crutch, and now we have this naturally grown thing. People are using the science behind it, treating people, and we've talked about 90% dabs, and we've also talked about creams or bath bombs that are...
Bath bombs are nice.
I mean, something for everybody. Yeah, you take a nice bath and get a little get a little stuff in your house.
Got another question for you.
Okay.
Do you mind me asking, what do you smoke? Do you use the creams? And what's most effective?
So I used to smoke quite a bit, but do any of you know what gastroparesis is?
You can't say that I do. No, sorry.
Okay. No, that's fine. So basically, it's a gastrointestinal disorder where your stomach muscles don't work correctly. Like, for example, when you eat a meal, it takes about 3 to 4 hours to digest. Well, my stomach doesn't push the food down into my small intestine as quick as it should.
Okay.
So instead of taking 3 to 4 hours to digest a meal, I take about 6 to 7 hours to digest a meal.
Wow.
So, yeah, the creams really help with the muscles, but you're not supposed to smoke with this type of illness because it could backfire, honestly, and make the muscles even tighter, especially if you smoke it because of the lighter fluid.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the biggest thing behind it. You know, sometimes I'll take edibles if it's getting really bad, but the creams help me the most with the muscle disorder.
Okay.
Yeah, CBD goes in really nicely with the topical and the muscles,
Well, that's, I've noticed that. There's been, like, the CBD lotions and everything like that, and people, I think Kiki got some, and I know she had a bath bomb, so I've seen that before. It's so interesting to me because there you mentioned that smoking isn't. I think a lot of people. I'm going to sidetrack myself. I think so many people that have not been educated on it or have been opposed to it just think that it is a bunch of people firing up and out there smoking joints and out. But it's so much more than that, and we're learning that every single day. And like there, the fact that smoking probably isn't the best option, or you shouldn't do. And so some people are like, well, no, they're just over there smoking and getting high.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, if you can get my parents to rethink their opinion on marijuana, anybody can.
Right.
You know,
exactly. And there's tons of them out there like that.
Yeah.
You know, with that stern view, and that's what I'm aiming for, especially medically. You know, the recreational again is all great, but this all started on the premise of the medical.
Yeah.
And so with it starting there, it should still have a strong focus. With it being legal, it was supposed to be more obtainable.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people that are suffering still right now because it's not that obtainable. Thank goodness Green Door is open for those people.
Absolutely. And then we did the numbers. How many patrons do you have? I mean, your dad told us. I'm trying to remember. I was blown away.
It was $49.37.
Yeah.
I want to say.
Unbelievable.
Almost
$5,000. Yeah, yeah.
A shit ton.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. But we need, we have so many more people in this state that need help. And then the point of view, too. So our doctors need to find a way to get on board somehow. However, it's got to work.
Yeah.
Because we have people still to this day dying of cancer and going through chemo and going through treatments that are slowly fading away.
Yeah.
Some of those treatments are still used, but we're seeing a lot of success with cannabis.
Yeah.
And I have a testimonial of a patient of my own that has beaten prostate twice.
Unbelievable. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, and that's not to say, you know, when you attack these things with the RSO, that your lifestyle doesn't change. You have to change your lifestyle. Whatever caused your cancer was your lifestyle.
Of course.
Whether it was, and sometimes it was the work you did. You know, if you were a farmer and you're around pesticides and you worked in a mill, you know, so on and so forth. But
eating all that asbestos all those years.
Yeah, right. Yes. And if we get some new industries out there, then people can work in factories where you got some hemp dust in the air, but not a bunch of garbage,
right.
Asbestos and such.
And one you brought up, you know, testimonials and, you know, people like Sam sharing her story. I think that's what people need to hear more, because there are people suffering out there.
Yeah.
And this is an unbelievably viable resource that just unfortunately, I always say, has been demonized for entirely too long.
And the side effect is sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And maybe you're a little hungry and you're sleepy. Oh, no.
There's so much baggage attached to the marijuana name that I think, you know, it's going away.
Yeah. And slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. You know.
Well, marijuana was, I believe, the FBI or the DEA came up with that name, and they associated it to the Latin descent because they had a strong reefer madness correlating marijuana to the Mexicans. So. So it was called marijuana. It was always cannabis before that.
Yeah.
But then it became marijuana and pot and reefer and dope.
Yeah, all the baggage.
The devil's lettuce.
Yeah. All
that's what things. It is.
Yeah. Not just good old cannabis.
That's right, man.
Come on, man.
It's wonderful. Thank you for sharing with us.
No
we
problem.
Really appreciate it.
No
hey,
problem.
Don't forget, we got a big festival coming up.
Yeah, I think that's lead into that talk about 420, man. I've been so excited about that. I was talking to John. I'm like, John, hey. He's like, by the way, that's next. I'm like, oh. I was so excited about it that it's actually next Saturday. So we still got 2 weeks, roughly, and people are going to be getting together for the 420 festival. I mean, who wants to lead the way on that fun event? You want to tell us what's going on?
What I would like to see is the majority of the people there non-smokers.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, this is like a hash bass, which we just had.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, so it's just going to be one big cloud of smoke and it's just going to be a bunch of stoners everywhere. No.
Yeah.
We're families.
Yep.
You know, we're business
growing
owners.
Growing families, by
exactly.
The way.
Yeah. we're in this industry to have this event to bring light.
Yep.
To that we're not just a bunch of lazy stoners.
It's an educational event. It's not a pot fest. I mean, it's I think
not
people are
we aren't gonna partake.
Gonna partake because that's the whole point.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
We're not walking up and down the streets firing up doobies. You know, we're in a tent and we're talking.
Organized.
Organized environment. No, it's like this podcast. It's gonna be a fun and educational all at the same time.
I'd like to hit on a point that recently we've been hearing. Some things going around about Green Door and
right. So for the past couple of days, I've been getting messages on the Facebook page that people are trying to go around and sell tickets to this event up to like $65 to $70. So yeah. So if somebody is trying to sell you tickets, do not buy them. This is a free event.
Oh, just come and get a free joint.
That's right.
There you go. Hey, how about this? How about if somebody tries to sell you tickets, get the guy's name first.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there. But don't buy tickets. It's free. It's a free event.
We'll hit that hard. I'll put it in the title. Don't buy tickets. Right. It's free.
It's free.
For God's sakes.
And I want to reiterate, over the age of 21, you know, I've had a lot of 19 and 20-year-olds message the page and be like, well, you know, I have a card. Can I, you know, attend the festival? It's just like, well, we would love you to. Personally, we would love you to. But you have to be 21. You can go into the provisioning center and buy your products and stuff, but I'm sorry, you can't sit around.
Now, that allows them still on the streets. Festival's taken kind of most of the township there, so people underage would still be allowed outside of the area, right?
Cannabis-related area.
They can be in town, correct?
They just can't be wherever that...
We didn't consume the whole town.
Yeah.
Right.
The area where the festival is, right there. Where
so they can still go to the other shops and still browse around town and be about whatever else anybody else is doing, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just not in green door tented area.
Right. Yeah, right.
That's what I was getting at.
As long until we take over an entire town, that's just where it's at. You can only be in these certain areas of your toy.
We'll
next year,
when
it's all of Southwest Michigan.
Tommy Chong, we'll get them all. We'll get maybe even cheats.
I love it. It's going to be great. So it's a free event, which is fantastic. 21 and over, free event. Do not buy tickets. You don't need to. And it's going to be held. Is it downtown? Is it? It's
you're pretty much downtown.
Pretty much
Main Street.
Yeah, Main Street there.
What's your address?
126 West Monroe Street.
Perfect. So that is the kind of epicenter for it, and we're going to have a great time. How many joints did you roll?
1,500.
Or stuff. You did the tubes, right?
We didn't spit on 1,500 joints. We packed cones. We come to get high.
Yeah,
just a little high.
I'm only
handing out one. Don't ask for two.
That's right.
Did you see the new, he's going to laugh at this, but did you see the new cone packer?
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
It packs like 100 cones at once.
Put it on the Christmas gift.
All right.
Santa, I want this.
Yes.
It rolls 100 at once?
At once.
Oh, that'd make my life so much easier.
Yeah, you put like 100, and it's like it looks like a big grinder, right?
Not done by the yet,
And you just put all the cones in there, and then the top comes off. But you put the top on, and then you just throw like an ounce of weed on there, and you shake it,
and it just
packs all the cones.
Right. And also, BC Hemco's, we're rolling probably 500 hemp joints as well. We'll be handing those out as well.
Mm-hmm. What would the difference of a hemp joint
well,
be?
Well, we smoked one last night.
Remember when you were 9 and you woke up and nothing hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a CBD joint right
there.
Really? Yes, it's amazing. I told him that yesterday, and I was like, you know what?
I groan really every step I make, so I think I might need that.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we got plenty there, and there's going to be a lot. I mean, the vendors. And I'll post, actually, I got the flyer. I'll post a picture of it there. There's a lot of great vendors that are going to be there, a lot of support. The city has really embraced this and really gotten behind what you guys are doing, the message you're trying to send, and obviously get with the Green Door and everything, which is fantastic. So if you miss anything, obviously, just listen to our other podcast. We have all the information on there. I'll tag you guys on Facebook as well, as you can find out more. And come join us for the 420 Festival going on. 420. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good time. And what time does it start?
It starts at, I believe, 10:30 a.m.
10:30 and goes until...
Till
10:30. 10:30. Yeah. 12 hours of fun in the sun.
Yes.
Come early if you want that joint.
Yeah, that's right. Those are going to go fast.
Those are
going to
go quick.
Also,
while supplies
quick
last.
Before we sign off here, Rick, are you going to be giving away plants?
Oh, also, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Too many things in my little brain.
No, that's okay. People have been, you know, messaging on the Facebook page and asking about, oh, can you reserve me plants? And I said, I think that's up to the vendor. We're not doing that.
Yeah. I have a few strains in my garden that I don't mind sharing, and I think that needs to be done amongst our growers to... We have constantly a little bickering, it seems like.
Sharing is caring.
Right. That's right.
We can work it a little bit better. But anyway, yeah, I will be giving out... I can't say how many because I'm still planting the some bitches and cutting the clones and rooting them. So there will be some plants there available.
Awesome.
As far
man.
As reservation, I'm not going to do that. We'll just see who comes and when it is and what you take.
I love it, man.
I'll take mine ready to harvest.
Yeah, that would be nice. Me
pruned
too.
Pruned and ready to go.
I want mine all ready for flower. I'll just do that.
All right.
You're so lazy, Hunter. You got to earn it. You got to earn it.
You got to ask.
You got to ask. That's right. Well, I think we got everything covered for today, so this has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. As always, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very excited for 420 Festival going on 420. And again, if you miss anything, WIRX.com. We got a whole page dedicated to the WIRX podcast. Mm-hmm. You can find out more there. Listen to these. We got four other podcasts for you to check out. Thank you. The sound effects.
I'm gonna bring you in a real long glass.
This is a small. We can fishbowl this thing real fast.
Yeah, close the window.
All right. Well, and thank you for sharing your story with us and educating us more. We really appreciate it, Sam. All right, guys. Again, check out more on our website and also Facebook. Get tagged, and then we'll see you on 420, and we'll have plenty more on the way. It's WIRX and the podcast.
The following podcast has been produced by WIRX Radio for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast do not constitute medical, legal, or professional advice and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this company, our promotional sponsors, or advertisers.